Привет, друзья! Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian podcast. My name is Fedor. Today, let's read the last poem of, for us, not of the whole of this author, like in their entire writing career, of Marina Tsvetaeva. The last one for now. Maybe we're going to come back to it later in the next year or something. I'm not sure, but we have other poems prepared for you guys from now on. So let's get into this one. And it's also not titled anything. It's just simply titled with the first line of this poem. Вы идущие мимо меня. Let's get into it and then break it down. Вы идущие мимо меня к немоим и сомнительным чарам. Если б вы знали, сколько огня, сколько жизни растраченной даром и какой героический пыл на случайную тень и на шорох, и как сердце мне испепелил этот даром истраченный порох. О, летящие в ночь поезда, уносящие сон на вокзале. Впрочем, знаю я, что и тогда не узнали бы вы, если б знали, почему мои речи резки, в вечном дыме моей папиросы, сколько темной и грозной тоски в голове моей светловолосой. That is all. Short one. So, вы идущие мимо меня. You walking past me. You, the people walking past me. К моим и сомнительным чарам. To not my and dubious charms. Maybe walk past me to other charms. Not my charms, but other weird ones, meaning that you're walking past me, but you're going toward something not mine and so weird. So you're not going toward me, you're going to something else. Если б вы знали, сколько огня, only if you knew how much fire, сколько жизни, how much life, растраченной даром, wasted. Растрачено means spent, даром, for nothing. Only if you knew how much fire and how much life was just wasted. И какой героический пыл. And what a heroic fervor. Like a... your whole being. Your fire. На случайную тень и на шорох. To a random shadow and rustle. I'm not sure what this means in these two lines, really. И как сердце мне испепелил, and how it burned my heart down. Испепелил means turn into ashes. How the heart was turned to ashes. Это даром истраченный порох. This, again, wasted gunpowder. Даром истраченный, before we had растраченный даром, both mean the same thing, истраченный, растраченный, just a difference in the first letter, really. So, and this heroic attempt for each random shadow and each random rustle, just like something very minor. И как сердце мне, in how my soul burned down, this gunpowder just wasted. Now, I'm not sure what this means, really. Does this mean that her gunpowder is wasted onto nothingness? This gunpowder wasted onto random shadows and random rustles, so something trivial? I'm not sure. It's hard to really tell here. Maybe you are walking past me to some other characteristics of some other people. If you only knew how much of my life was wasted, but then you have this gunpowder wasted on random noises that you don't even need anymore, but my heart has been turned to ashes with this gunpowder. It's hard to really understand if she is talking about her gunpowder or not. Maybe it's in the people's gunpowder, but her next lines kind of allude to the fact that it's about her, but I'm having a hard time connecting the dots. О, летящие в ночь поезда, all these flying trains into the night. уносящие сон на вокзале, taking the dreams away from the train station. So people come to the train station, they sleep there waiting for their train to come. And they're waiting for something, but they're taking a nap, sleeping, so the people are going to wake up for the train. So your rest and your just calm state is being disrupted by the train taking you into something. Уносящие, летящие в ночь, the trains flying into the night, meaning into darkness. So people maybe have a thought of, okay, the next place would be it for me. But then your rest is just being disrupted, really. You're just going somewhere by the train. So it's that kind of a symbol, form of speech. Впрочем, actually, знаю я, I know, что и тогда, then as well, не узнали бы вы, you wouldn't find out, you wouldn't know. Если б знали, if you knew, even then you wouldn't know something. Even if you knew that I'm going through something, you wouldn't ask me. You wouldn't be curious. Почему мои речи резки? Why my speeches are harsh? Резки means harsh, but also straight to the point. No sugarcoating. Nothing. В вечном дыме мои папиросы. In the eternal smoke of my cigarette. So, why am I always smoking and my speech is always sharp? Сколько темной грозной тоски. How much dark and menacing longing. В голове моей светловолосой. In the head of my blonde. Or in my blonde head. Светловолосый means blonde-haired head. Сколько темной, how much there is dark and menacing longing and sadness in my seemingly blonde head. Meaning like it's a contrast between a blonde hair and darkness and sorrow, right? Because you kind of associate blonde hair with the blondes. Maybe there's a stereotype right now that wasn't there then, that blondes are kind of, you know, light-hearted or not really serious and very, yeah, not serious, kind of maybe sometimes dumb. That's the stereotype, right? So maybe, but the looks of it, I look blonde, so I might seem like I'm not really that deep and everything is perfect in my life. But in fact, I have this darkness in my head. So this poem really goes two ways. She's giving like a challenge to the people walking past her. You walking past me. So just walking past, not even noticing me. How much sadness there is. So she paints the picture of being lonely. And people are walking past her, not understanding that she can have those dark thoughts and dark things happening in her head. But they are just simply walking past her, not even probably knowing her, but they are going to some other woman or person, just not even noticing her. But how much I've burned, how much I've burned as a person, but how much time I've burned too. So you're taking this rest away from me, but there's not a lot of understanding. But she wants to be understood because she's calling out to those people who don't understand her, right? So this is a very good poem for symbolism. It's hard to really say what she really means because it's up to everybody's interpretation, really. So, but I've given my best to you guys. Let's do it again from start to finish. Вы, идущие мимо меня, к немоим и сомнительным чарам. Если бы вы знали, сколько огня, сколько жизни растраченной даром, и какой героический пыл на случайную тень и на шорох, и как сердце мне испепелил этот даром истраченный порох. Но летящие в ночь поезда, уносящие сон на вокзале, впрочем, знаю я, что и тогда не узнали бы вы, если б знали, почему мои речи резки, в вечном дыме мои папиросы, сколько темной и грозной тоски в голове моей светловолосой. That is all. Hope you've learned something useful with this one, and I'll see you guys over at BeFluent Camp. Let's learn how to understand this symbolism a bit better with proper foundational things and learning in the more foundational way to where we can expand upon our learning every single day. That is all. See you all there. Join us with the first link in the description. See you all there. Пока-пока.